कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन। यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन। यमुना तीरावन चारी। यमुना तीरावन चारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे। हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे। हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे। हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे। हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे। हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे। हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। जय राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधे। जय गौरनिताय गौरनिताय गौरनिताय। जय गौरनिताय जय प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा। श्री हरि नाम संकीर्तन की जय, अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय, शिल प्रभुपाद की जय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। हरे कृष्णा। सो रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 8 टेक्स्ट नंबर 30 एंड 31। टेक्स्ट नंबर 30 आई विल जस्ट इति एवं निगुड निर्वेदो विसृज्य मृगं मातरं पुनर्भगवत क्षेत्रम उपशम शिल मुनि गणदयितं शालग्रामं पुलस्य पुलः आश्रमं कालंजरत प्रत्यजगाम। सो दिस इज अ प्रोज टेक्स्ट, सो आई विल जस्ट कंटिन्यू विद द वर्ड टू वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन। इति दस एवं इन दिस वे निगुढ़ हिडन निर्वेद completely unattached to material activities, visrijya giving up, mrigim the deer, mataram its mother, punaha again, bhagavat kshetram the place where supreme lord is worshipped, upashamashila completely detached from all material attachments, muni gana daitam which is dear to the great saintly residents, shalagramam the village known as shalagram, pulatsya pulah ashramam to the ashrama conducted by such great sages as Pulatsya and Pulaha, Kalanjarat from the Kalanjara mountain where he had taken his birth in the womb of a deer, Pratyajagama he came back. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jaya. Although Bharat Maharaj received the body of a deer, he, by constant repentance, he became completely detached from all material things. He did not disclose these things to anyone, but he left his mother deer in a place known as Kalanjara mountain, where he was born. He again went to the forest of Shalagram. He again went to the forest of Shalagram and to the ashrama of Pulatsa and Pulaha. Purport. It is significant that Maharaj Bharat, by the grace of Vasudev, remembered his past life. He did not waste a moment. He returned to Pulaha ashram, to the village known as Shalagram. Association is very meaningful. Therefore, ISKCON tries to perfect one who enters the society. The members of the society should always remember that the society is not like a free hotel. All the members should be very careful to execute their spiritual duties so that whoever comes will automatically become a devotee and will be able to return back to Godhead in this very life. Although Bharat Maharaj acquired the body of a deer, he again left his hearth and home, in this case the mountain Kalanjara. No one should be captivated by his birthplace and family. One should take shelter of the association of devotees and cultivate Krishna consciousness. Text 31, I will just read the translation and purport. Text 31, translation. Remaining in that ashram, the great king Bharat Maharaj was now very careful not to fall victim to bad association. Without disclosing his past to anyone, he remained in that ashram and ate dry leaves only. He was not exactly alone, for he had the association of the super soul. In this way, he waited for death in the body of a deer. Bathing in that holy place, he finally gave up that body. Purport. Holy places like Vrindavan, Haridwar, Prayag and Jagannath Puri are especially meant for the execution of devotional service. Vrindavan specifically is the most exalted and preferred holy place for Vaishnava devotee of Lord Krishna who are aspiring to return back to Godhead. There are many devotees in Vrindavan who regularly bathe in Yamuna, and this cleanses all the contamination of material world. By constantly chanting and hearing the holy names and pastimes of the Supreme Lord, one certainly becomes purified and becomes a fit candidate for liberation. However, if one purposefully falls victim to sense gratification, he has to be punished, at least for one lifetime, like Bharat Maharaj. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam yena tasmai shri guruve namaha shri chaitanya mano bhishtam sthapitam yena bhutale svayam rupa kadamayam dadati svapadantikam vandeham shri guru shri yuta padakamalam shri gurun vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhya Evacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadhi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So you are welcome today for the Srimad Bhagavatam class. We are reading Canto 5, Chapter 8, Texts 30 and 31. This is a story of Maharaj Bharat, who have left the kingdom behind in order to pursue his spiritual life. But in due course of time, because of his attachment to a baby deer, he become distracted from his spiritual practices and then he falls down from his spiritual position. Because of that, of attachment to a deer, he again takes birth in a womb of a deer and he becomes a deer again. Srimad Bhagavad Gita says that one who, whatever state of consciousness one has at the time of death, he attained that same consciousness or same birth. So because Bharat Maharaj was attached to a deer and he was remembering deer at the time of death, consequently he received the birth of a deer. But when he was born as a deer, he immediately remembered the mistakes he had committed and realized what he had done. And he became very repentful for his action. And he thought, whatever happened is happened. Now let me focus myself on whatever opportunity now I have with me. So from this story, one can learn many lessons. The first lesson we can learn is that whenever we start practicing spiritual life, there is always a chance that one can be captivated by some form of a deer. And that deer can be anyone. That deer can be your children's, that deer can be your husband or wife or your parents or your career, whatever it can be. That deer can be anyone. So when we practice spiritual life, the Maya Devi or Krishna's external energy, she always try to take exam of a practicing devotee to know or to understand whether this person really wants Krishna or he just trying to trouble Krishna. So she will always send some obstacles in front of the practicing devotee. And if a devotee is sincere and serious about his practices, he will naturally overcome those things and Krishna will personally protect that devotee. But if a person is purposefully negligent, if he gives up thinking that, oh, I am completely unaffected by external energy of Krishna because I am now elevated so much, I have progressed so much, I have done so many tapasya, so I need not fear the Maya, the energy of Krishna. So naturally, Maya Devi attacks that practitioner and then he starts getting attracted to some form of a deer. Now, when Bharat Maharaj received the next birth of a deer, he realized his mistakes. So what is the thing which we should learn from this? It is true that we will commit mistakes. As a human, it is natural for us to commit mistake. So it is not a very big thing that you have committed a mistake, but what is more important is that what you do when you realize that you have committed a mistake. That is more important. We see in our scriptures, there are many incidents that where great devotees of Krishna has committed some mistakes and later he realized his mistakes. I will give one example of Lord Indra. As we know that all the Puranic description, wherever there is some story of Indra comes, we always see that Indra is getting so much attached to his post and position that he commits so many mistakes and commits many offenses towards even the devotees of the Lord. So this kind of behavior by a devotee, Indra is not an ordinary person. He is a great devotee of Krishna. But at the same time, because of certain attachment and the association he has, the post he is, the responsibility of the post he is having, it is natural for him to behave in a certain way. And we must give a kind of, you know, a benefit of doubt, you can say in that way, that it will happen because the situation he is in, it is quite natural for him to commit a mistake. But what happens after he commits mistake? He naturally realizes his mistake and he repents for it. We see when Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill, Indra tried to destroy the Vrindavanvasis. But still, when he realized his mistake, he came and begged forgiveness from Krishna. At the time of Prithu Maharaj also, when he tried to disrupt the Yajna of Prithu Maharaj, he did mistake. But later, he came and asked for forgiveness. So what is most important? To commit mistake or to ask for forgiveness? To realize the mistake and ask for the forgiveness is more important than to commit the mistakes. So here we see that Bharat Maharaj, he has committed a mistake by allowing himself to be get attached to the deer. But when he realized his mistake, he started to repent his mistake. And that is very important for a sadhaka to understand. One should not think that, oh, I have committed a mistake now, how I can go in front of the Supreme Lord? He will think me as a useless person. So it is better me to give up the practice of bhakti. I am not fit for practicing bhakti. It is not like that. It is very important that one should realize his mistake and then act upon it. Now here it is said, Srila Prabhupada described in that purport, that Bharat Maharaj, he repented for his mistake and then he approached to the ashram of Pulatsa and Pulaha. He was born on a mountain named Kalanjara. There he gave up the association of his family members and he came to the ashram of Pulatsa and Pulaha. Now, this is also a very important aspect to understand, that one who is very much inclined for spiritual activity, spiritual progress, he must be stationed or situated in the association of a pure devotees. It is not possible to practice spiritual life in that environment where there is no proper setup to remember Krishna. So it is not that one should give up the association of the family members. He gave up the association of family members not because they were disturbance, but because it is a animal society of deers where there is no consciousness of practicing spirituality. So wherever there is a group of the people who are not inclined for spiritual life, we must give up that association. So association of family members, he has not given the association of family members, but he has given up the association of those people who are not inclined for spiritual life. And because their interest was not into spiritual practices, the deer, the Bharat Maharaj, who got the body of a deer, since he wanted to advance himself in spiritual life, he has to be in the association of devotee circle. And for that purpose, he gave up the bad association, which is not practicing spiritual life. So here, Prabhupada says that ISKCON as a society is giving such opportunity to the sincere people who want to advance themselves in spiritual life. That is what ISKCON society is trying to give. So those people who come here in this society, this place is not like a free hotel, like many people says that in Hindi there is a saying that kuch kaam dham kiya nahi, phokat mein khane ke liye mandir mein chale gaye. So it is not a free hotel. This place is meant for those people who are sincere and serious about practicing spiritual life. And ISKCON will provide all the necessary things and facilitate that devotee to advance naturally. But those who wish to come here as a free hotel, certainly he will be frustrated. He or she will be frustrated, whoever it may be. So Prabhupada is giving us the warning that one should not take this opportunity or the facility for granted. One must be very serious about the practicing of spiritual life. Again, Prabhupada in the purport says that whenever there is a problem in the life of a devotee, he must not at any point of time give up the association of devotees. There will be lot of ups and downs in the devotee's life, just like Bharat Maharaj was going through a lot of difficulty. Prabhupada says one should take the shelter of the association of devotees and cultivate Krishna consciousness. So we know that Bharat Maharaj was practicing Krishna consciousness in a secluded place, in a place where he is not having the association of devotees. So this is one of the dangerous situation, because when we practice Krishna consciousness outside the association of devotee circle, there is always a chance that we may get distracted. And because of this distraction, it is possible that we may start thinking that I am doing correct thing, but actually you are deviating from the process. But when we are in the association of devotees, the devotees are there to keep a check and balance. Like if you are deviating from the process, if you are not practicing on Krishna consciousness, the devotees will always be there to remind us that Prabhu, you are doing wrong thing. Prabhu, you are not doing the right thing. You are becoming relaxed in your spiritual life. Become focused. Don't get distracted. So in the association of devotees, there is always a sense of protection. And when a devotee is getting deviated, the other fellow devotees will naturally bring him back to the right path. But because Bharat Maharaj didn't have this kind of opportunity, because he was practicing bhakti in secluded place without the association of devotees, naturally when he got deviated from his path, there was no one to correct him. So that's why ISKCON as a society, when we practice as bhakti in the association of the group, in the association of the devotee circle, there is a safe hand that we can understand that if I get deviated, there will be people who will always bring me back to the right path. So Prabhupada, that's why says that ISKCON as a society is helping the people to go back home, back to Godhead in this very lifetime. In this kind of association, it is naturally possible that one will not get deviated. So we have to be in the association. Sometimes people say that why there is a need of devotees. Hindi mein kehte na, main bhala mere bhagwan bhale, bich mein kiski zarurat mujhe kyu hai? I am a devotee and Krishna is my Lord. There is a connection between me and him. Why I need some other people? These people are so nonsense, they behave in a nasty way. I don't want any connection with these people. So that is more dangerous again. As we see from Bharat Maharaj, when he started to get deviated, there was no one to correct him. So similarly, even in the association of devotees, if we have some issues or problems, even in the association of devotees, we may not like somebody's behavior or somebody's actions, still we must stay in the association of devotees, because that will protect us. So that is what Prabhupada is trying to say from this purport. One more point which Srila Prabhupada made in this purport is, no one should be captivated by his birthplace and family. Again, there is always a chance that people may say, oh, I am Maharashtrian, I am South Indian, I am Punjabi, I am Yadava family, and so many things. Sometimes people have their pride of the heritage which they live in. They say, I am from a such and such class of family. So Prabhupada is saying that you may be Indian, American, Australian, or whatever it may be. What is more important is that you get the association which is conducive for your spiritual advancement. And wherever that place may be, whether it is in your hometown or it is far away from your birthplace, it doesn't matter. You must naturally go to that place which will help you to practice spiritual life in a strong way. So, one should not be attached to their motherland, or one should not be attached to their family lineage. Oh, I am from a Brahmana family, I am from this Kashyapa Gotra or Atri Gotra, or, so I must take, I must be here only, or there is a lineage of spiritual masters in coming from, as a family heritage, they are having the spiritual master from one specific line of family. And people say, oh, we already have our family guru, why should I take another guru? So that kind of attachment is very wrong. Sometimes people say that there are many institutions. Why you have joined ISKCON only? There are other institutions which also gives spiritual education. Why ISKCON? So it's very simple to understand that, yes, just like there are many colleges, there are many educational societies which gives the same knowledge. Just like if you want to learn science, if you are choosing a field of science, then you will find there are many junior colleges and senior colleges which will help you to get good marks. Just like I remember when I done my 12th HSC board exam, there is lot of option was there. Which college should I choose? And there were hundreds of colleges available in India. So naturally we tend to choose that college which has a good track record, which have a nice campus placement. Whoever has passed from that institution, whether he has received a good career facility or not, all these things we generally take into consideration. It is not that every college is there, so I can take admission in any college. No, we generally tend to choose the best one among all the things, having certain criterias. Similarly, in the spiritual life also, all these institutions like ISKCON or any other one, they are here to teach you spiritual practices, to give you spiritual education. So yes, there are many institutions that give spiritual education to the people. But what I chose, that the track record of this institution which is giving the highest benefit to its practitioner compared to any other institution. And that's why it is not important which institution you are in, as many people say that it is not important, I can practice spirituality anywhere. But it's not like that again. The association matters. Which kind of college you are going, which kind of students you are staying with, that really matters your education again. So similarly in spiritual life again, please try to understand that it is not that you can go anywhere, anything. There is no need of association, or I can practice in spirituality in any institution. Yes, you can practice. There is no doubt about it. But still, the quality of association is that really matters. So that's why in International Society for Krishna Consciousness, the focus and intent is mainly on spiritual advancement. And we see the practitioner in this society and the teachers in this society are very much conscious about staying away from material bondages, staying away from material attachment, and giving more focus on spiritual practices. That is what this purport is saying. So one should not be attached to certain aspect. Wherever you get that knowledge, you should be ready to go there and receive that knowledge, whether it is from ISKCON or from any other society. What is more important? In order, we should get good association in which we can advance ourselves in spiritual life. So that is what Prabhupada is saying here. Again, in the next shloka, shloka number 31, Srila Prabhupada is mentioning that one who is very much serious about going back home, back to Godhead, must be staying in a holy place. Just like here, Bharat Maharaj was staying in the ashrama of Pulatsa and Pulaha. Now, why he was staying in the ashrama of Pulatsa and Pulaha was because that ashram in which they are staying, there are many serious devotees of the Lord who are very much conscious about going back home, back to Godhead. And Bharat Maharaj, in the body of a deer, he gave up the bad association of his family members who are not practicing Krishna consciousness, or their goal is not spirituality. So he gave up that association and came to the ashram so that in that association, he will always remember Krishna, he will always hear about Krishna, and he can practice spirituality. But again, it is very important what this deer was doing, that Bharat Maharaj was doing. It is said that without disclosing his past to anyone, he remained in that ashram and ate dry leaves only. Now, what does it mean, without disclosing his past to anyone? So many times the devotees, because they are coming from a great background of family lineages, naturally it is a tendency to boast about their family lineage, saying that, oh, I am such a, coming from a very rich family, but still I gave up everything just to perceive Krishna consciousness. And in that we try to boast that how simple I am, see how austere I am. So what is he was trying to say, or what he is trying to do, that he was not boasting that how he was, what he was. He understand now, I am now in this dear body, now what I should do now, that is more important. Rather than speaking about the past, he was thinking, what should I do now? And then it is said, in that association he ate dry leaves only. Now what does it mean by dry leaves? Dry leaves means he was not doing sense gratification. Whatever come naturally to him, he accepted that. So as a practitioner of spiritual life, the devotees should always be in this mood that I should not demand for the very nice palatable things or nice palatable or nice facilities for my spiritual practices. Rather, whatever in due course, naturally, whatever it comes to us, I should be accepting that without any demanding motive. So here, Bharat Maharaj in a body of a deer was living a very austere life. He is not enjoying his deer life. So that is what we must also understand. So in a body of a devotee, since we have received this body we have received from because of our past karma. So it may be possible that this body is not up to the mark as what we deserve or what we want. Just like people say that, oh, I am very much tall. Kitna achha hota agar main normal size ka hota. Somebody says, oh, I am so much fat. Wouldn't it be nice if I would be a slim, trim and handsome person? Somebody who is not very good looking, so he may say, oh, what if I had a good, you know, appearance? So people generally tend to mule upon that what he doesn't have rather than what he now have. So that's why these cosmetic industries are going, because nobody is satisfied with whatever body he has received. So thing is, one should be satisfied with whatever situation he is in, and in that situation he becomes serious about Krishna consciousness. Now here, deer, in the body of a deer, Bharat Maharaj was very much cautious that he should not go back to the same propensity. What kind of propensity? To become attached to some kind of a so-called deer. As I said, the deer can come in any form in your life. Now you have to understand who is deer, D-E-E-R, who is obstructing you from practicing Krishna consciousness. that you have to always reconsider, and one should be always stay away from that deer becoming a deer. D-E-E-R becoming D-E-A-R. That is what we must be careful of. Otherwise, it may happen that we may again fall back to the same situation as Bharat Maharaj was in. So, that is what is trying to say. Prabhupada is trying in this purport. Srila Prabhupada also one more thing he has added in the purport. He said, however, if one purposefully falls victim to sense gratification, he has to be punished at least for one lifetime like Bharat Maharaj. So in the practice of spiritual life, even if a devotee with a sincere heart tries to practice Krishna consciousness, there is always a chance that he may fall down because of his negligence towards his practices. That is quite possible. But one should be very careful. When, just like in the case of Bharat Maharaj, Bharat Maharaj was negligent to his spiritual life purposefully on account of the deer. And he neglected his spiritual practices because he became very much attached to this baby deer. So Prabhupada is saying, if one purposefully falls victim to sense gratification, he must be punished. So similarly, in our practice of spiritual sadhana, we must remember that if we fall down accidentally, Krishna says in Gita, api cheta suduracharo, that even if a person is behaving unacceptable, is having an unacceptable behavior, but because he is practicing sincerely and seriously, he must be still accepted as sadhu. But one should remember that Krishna is giving this assurance because he is not committing mistake purposefully, but he had committed a mistake unknowingly. But what if a person purposefully engage himself in sense gratification? What will happen to that person? Will he be considered a sadhu? So Krishna says, or Prabhupada says here, that such a person will be given an appropriate punishment by Krishna himself. And here Prabhupada says, he will take at least one lifetime like Bharat Maharaj, because he purposefully neglected his spiritual practices. Purposefully. The word purposefully is very important. So, there is always an assurance, there is always a protection by Krishna, who is sincere in his practices of spiritual life. Krishna says, I personally protect that person. But if a person gives up that shelter and purposefully commit sinful activities or sense gratification, then seeing those activities, Krishna will punish that devotee. Of course, not as a criminal act, but as a correction act by the Lord. So Bharat Maharaj, because he was negligent in his spiritual practices, Krishna has given him one more chance to rectify his mistake, given him the opportunity in the next life, and he remembered his past life, and so that he will not commit those same mistakes again and again. So we also have the same facility, that by learning from the actions of Bharat Maharaj, we must learn that we should be always staying in the association of devotees. We should not practice our spiritual sadhana alone in a secluded place, because there is always a chance that one may get deviated. And since we are staying alone, we will not receive any corrective measures from other devotees or help from other devotees. So that is one aspect. Secondly, while staying in the association like ISKCON society, one should be very much careful about the practice of our sadhana. Prabhupada said, it is not a free hotel to stay. One must be serious about his practice of Krishna consciousness. Third, Srila Prabhupada gave a very important aspect that one should not be attached to his birthplace or family members. Wherever you are getting the opportunity to get in the association of sincere and serious devotee, one should be very much eager to stay in that association. Whether they are from your family lineage or from your hometown, it doesn't matter. They may be staying some far away place, distant places. You should be very eager to stay in their association if you are really serious about your spiritual sadhana. Fourth, Srila Prabhupada has mentioned that one should not be purposefully negligent towards his spiritual practices. One should not purposefully fall to victim to the sense gratification. Otherwise, there is a punishment from Krishna. At least for one lifetime, he has to accept the birth in which he will rectify his mistake. So these are the things which Prabhupada has mentioned, and I thought that this can be spoken of. So thank you very much. If anybody have any questions to ask or comments to correct. Yes, Prabhu, please tell.
Hare Krishna. As you said, Prabhuji, that we should accept things the way it comes to us. But when, when we go to some new places, like probably for some spiritual practice or some ashram or anywhere, and we come across situations like things are not clean. I'm not telling a five-star cleanliness, but the basic cleanliness not there. How should be our sadhakas or trying to an aspirant sadhakas reaction or approach towards it? And if it's the cleanliness and that part is disturbing the sadhaka, I mean, what should be the corrective measures should be taken across?
I will tell you one story, and this is a famous story of Chanakya. I don't know whether you have heard or not, but when I was younger, when I heard this story was told to me by my own teacher when I was small as a student. He said Chanakya was training a disciple named Chandragupta. Chandragupta was a very simple, humble child staying in that locality, and he was trying to train Chandragupta to become a king in future. So in order to become a king, he must go through a lot of discipline. And the first discipline was that to be able to gel yourself in the situation you are in. So what he did was a very nice said that Chanakya was staying in a nice hut where all the facilities was there. But he asked his disciple Chandragupta to create your own facility. I will not help you to create a hut. If you want to stay, create your own hut. So outside there was nothing. There is only one hut of Chanakya, and he was asked to prepare his own hut. So he started from the scratch, and there is no facility at all anywhere. Everything he had to do on his own. And at the same time, he was being ordered by his guru Chanakya that he should be cleaning the ashram or the hut of Chanakya again. So he has to make hut for himself. He has to clean the hut of Chanakya again. He becomes so frustrated that what kind of guru is this? He should take care of the disciple. He should give all the facility to the disciple so that disciple may advance, right? But he was not doing that. The first symptom or the first thing a disciple should go through or student go through is becoming humble in terms of if they get the facilities or no facilities. He must be focused on the knowledge he is receiving from his guru. If one becomes attached to the position and the facilities which he is receiving and not focusing the main thing, and that is the knowledge, then it means that his practices is dependent on external factors. If our spiritual practice is depending on the external factors, that means we are attached to the lifestyle, previous lifestyle, which is harmful to our spiritual practices. So initially, or in whatever it may be, a disciple should be ready to stay in an austere situation. Just like here, Bharat Maharaj, in a body of a deer, he was staying as a deer in nearby places. ऐसा नहीं था कि डियर के लिए अलग सा हट बना के दिया था या एक शेड बना के दिया था जहाँ पे रहते थे वो. ही वॉज स्टेइंग वॉट एवर, ही वॉज स्टेइंग बिलो द ट्री विद नो फैसिलिटीज एंड ही वॉज ईटिंग ओनली द ड्राई लीव्स. सो ऑस्टेरिटी इज वन ऑफ द इम्पॉर्टेंट आस्पेक्ट ऑफ डिसिप्लिन डिसाइपल. इफ इज नॉट रेडी टू एक्सेप्ट दैट डिसिप्लिन, देन इट विल बिकम डिफिकल्ट फॉर हिम इवन टू प्रैक्टिस स्पिरिचुअल साधना. Again, the second aspect which I will try to say is that if there is no cleanliness out nearby, then why not we clean ourselves? What is the problem? Understanding that why somebody else will come and give that facility, I should do all these things. That will cleanse our own heart. That will humble us. Okay, and that also shows that because we like cleanliness, this shows that we have Brahmanical qualities. If somebody is ready to stay in unclean place, that means he is a tamasic or rajasic person. But since we desire to stay in a clean place, that shows we have some Brahmanical qualities. That's a very good thing. It is a very good thing to practice spirituality. But if there is no facility, why not make our own facility? What is the issue? It is a simple thing. It is not a very... Cleanliness is a thing which we ourselves can help out. If you need some kind of electrical circuit points, some construction patches you have to make, so it may not be a part of your thing. You need to ask to the management, all those things. But just a cleanliness thing, if it is possible for you, then do it your own self. Why we have to depend on any other one? And if you do that, that cleanliness will cleanse our heart from the contamination of that attachment to have the facilities which may not be possible. So I hope you have understood that. Hari Bol. Is there anything else? Okay, thank you very much. Shrimad Bhagavat Mahapuran ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.